They're not your conventional sportscasters, but the brothers who host the show Two Live Stews out of Atlanta are entertaining sports fans and radio enthusiasts alike. Doug and Ryan Stewart bring a hip-hop feel to the world of sports. In between debates over who's the best quarterback in the NFL or who will win the NBA championship this year, the brothers mix music, clever skits, and guests into their stewed, syndicated show. The mixture seems to be working. In 2004, the Two Live Stews were voted Best Air Talent of the Year at the Sports Radio Awards, hosted by ESPN Radio. The Stew chefs Doug and Ryan Stewart spoke to NPR's Tony Cox about their sometimes controversial program, which always begins like this.
Let's go.
Doug Stewart,
undesirable character.
He was cruel and a sadist.
Ryan Stewart.
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed.
I can't feel my legs.
Now I've heard everything.
Gentlemen, if I can steal the vernacular from your show to begin our interview, what you got?
What's up, Tony?
How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing great. How did you guys get into this line of work?
Ryan had just retired from the NFL after like 5 years, came back to Atlanta, had a connection with somebody at WQXI, came in and started filling in for a bunch of the hosts. And we had a big argument at his house about a sports topic, and there was a bunch of guys over, and they were like, man, you guys are funny. You guys are – that was great because we argued for like 30 minutes profusely, just like we do on the show. And one of the guys was like, man, you guys need to have your own sports talk show. So he used the connections that he had, set up a meeting with the program director. We went in, pitched the idea of an urban-based sports talk because you really and rarely hear that type of show on radio.
That's true.
On talk radio. He said, I like the concept. He called us back in a couple of weeks and said, you guys are on tomorrow. We came in the first night from 9 to 11 getting paid nothing. Halfway through the first show, he was like, we love it. The owner of the station called up and says, you guys are on the payroll from now on, and 5 years later, here we are.
And Tony, let me add one thing. That first show was disgusting, and I had no idea what they were talking about when they came and said, hey, we're going to put you guys on payroll, but it worked out for us, man, and we thank God for it every day.
I'm going to be brutally honest with you guys. The first time I heard you, I was like, what in the world is this? Why are these brothers on here acting crazy, sounding ignorant? And yet, as I got into it, I see that, you know, that's all part of a very entertaining thing that you have going, isn't it?
Well, it's definitely something entertaining. When we got started, when we first got the opportunity, we sat down to discuss what we were going to do and how we were going to do it. And one thing we decided was we were not going to be cookie cutter radio. You can open up your BlackBerry, your laptop, or get on any PC and look up stats, numbers, and statistics. We want to talk about it from an athlete's point of view because we both played the game, and a fan's point of view because we're not playing anymore and we're still fans. So we want it to be different. We want it to infuse hip-hop because, I mean, when you look at the Billboard charts, hip-hop is at the top of all of them. So why not infuse what people like with some entertaining sports talk and get away from pushing those numbers and just have some fun? And that's what we try to set our script up as.
Absolutely, you do that. In fact, I just want to talk for a moment about T.O. because we have some tape of you guys doing just what you're describing, talking about T.O. and this alleged suicide. Here it is.
Terrell Owens attempts suicide.
Right. See, but you just can't put that out there, and that's my whole point. This man got family in Alabama, and they not talking to him. He's still in the hospital. But they see all over the paper.
No matter, man.
Hey, ooh, your nephew tried to murk himself.
That's the thing.
Everybody in this, Terrell Owens from small town in Alabama.
I'm sorry. I don't think an older person from Alabama would say that.
You heard about Bessie Mae Grand Terrell?
No, what happened?
Ooh, baby, he tried to murk himself. That's all the talk in Terrell Owens' hometown, but nothing.
Tried to murk himself. Now, that's a new one for me.
Murk. We had to look that one up. One of Ryan's homeboys from Philly. That's like a term they use in the streets for basically committing suicide. But, I mean, the whole thing is we just try to be different and give a different perspective because 99% of talk radio and sports talk radio is done by, you know, a different demographic. And we just bring a different edge, a different flavor, and our life experiences into the whole thing.
You like working together as brothers?
It's pretty cool. Sometimes it's tough, though, because a lot of stuff we don't see eye to eye on. But, I mean, it's good, obviously.
You know what? It would be great if Doug would realize that I am a grown man as well. He just keeps looking at me like little brother, like little brother. But all in all, man, there's nothing else I'd rather do, and there's no one else I'd rather talk sports with every day to make a living outside of this guy right here, Doug Stewart.
Well, I know something you guys do not agree on. Reggie Bush.
I've been called a Reggie Bush hater by this guy, and it's not true. The only thing that I'm saying when it comes to Reggie Bush, and he's a great player, you guys are based out there in California, obviously, is I need to see him do it at this level. There's a lot of hype surrounding the guy, but if you really look at the situation, when he was at SC, he was a third down back. He returned punts. He kicks. And there's been a lot of guys in the NFL that have done that and hadn't had the hype that Reggie Bush has had.
Right out of college, just like LeBron James, when he came out from high school, that Doug said, oh, he's going to be a great player. I don't know why he's got this little problem with Reggie Bush. Pete Carroll's a smart coach. If you've got a back that weighs 250 pounds and Lindell White, and you've got a guy that's lighter and can do things on the outside of defenses and offenses, you use them both to benefit your team when it comes to winning. Period, point blank.
I told you I could get you guys to argue. Let me ask you about one other player before I get you let you get out of here, and that's Brett Favre. At the beginning of the season, people were talking about he's done, he's over, he needs to retire, and then what does he do? He comes out and wins the NFC Player of the Week.
Yeah, I had a good week last week, but that's far and few between, Tony. If you look at his career over the last, like, 3 years, he pretty much has sucked. And I like Brett Favre. He's a great player, first ballot Hall of Famer. But last year, he threw 29 interceptions. And, I mean, even the great Joe Montana was sent packing. And Brett Favre, he still has a great, strong arm, but the throws and his thinking, it has a lot to be desired.
A lot of people's got it twisted when we talk about Brett Favre. We don't hate Brett Favre or dislike Brett Favre. We call him and claim him as one of the greatest. That being said, 3-4 years ago, he started lacking. Things started changing. Mm-hmm. The game started speeding up instead of, when you're a veteran like he is, slowing down. He's digressed, guys. He's digressed.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, we are out of time, but I want to just say thank you to both Doug and Ryan Stewart, who are the co-hosts of the nationally syndicated sports show Two Live Stews from Atlanta. And like you say, we gone.
I appreciate it, Tony.
Georgia.